This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. An escalation in the legal battle between the federal government and the state of North Carolina. It began with a letter from the Justice Department warning the state to repeal House Bill 2 or lose federal funding. DOJ says the state's ban on non-discrimination laws like the one passed in Charlotte violates the Civil Rights Act. Yesterday, Governor Pat McCrory responded by filing suit against the feds. The state legislature also filed a separate suit to stop the federal action. Late yesterday, U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch fired back, announcing that she has asked the courts to block North Carolina's enforcement of HB 2. The moral, fiscal, and political stakes are rising. And WUNC Statehouse reporter Jorge Valencia joins us now with the latest. Welcome, Jorge.
Hey, greetings, Frank.
All right, so tell us where we are now. Three lawsuits filed yesterday. Tell us what they do.
Frank, these lawsuits put North Carolina at the center of the battle over transgender rights. And the U.S. Department of Justice, let's start out with that one. They are arguing that the state is discriminating against transgender people. And the crux of their argument is that that federal law has long protected sex, as sex has been a protected class, and that transgender people are part of that, gender is part of sex. On the other hand, you have the governor who is saying that the state is not discriminating against a particular sex based on what is on the person's birth certificate. And therefore, the state is not in violation of the Civil Rights Act, namely Title VII, which pertains to employment. Then lastly, you've got a filing from the Republican leadership at the General Assembly, and it is similar to the governor's, but it is much more aggressive. It says the state doesn't violate the Civil Rights Act, doesn't violate the Violence Against Women's Act. And interestingly, it says it's going further by saying that the Department of Justice, the executive branch of the federal government, is encroaching on the authority of Congress, because they're saying that the Department of Justice is unilaterally trying to redefine what sex and what gender is. And if somebody's going to do that, it would have to be Congress. So that's the picture that we're looking at right now. By the way, we've got some response that we're waiting for from the Board of Governors, because they also received a notification from the Board of Governors of the university system. They received a notification from the Department of Justice, so they are meeting later today, and they will decide how they will act.
Board of Governors, big stakeholders, the University of North Carolina stands to lose, depending on how long this goes on, billions of dollars in federal funding for education. So we've got the letter from the Department of Justice early last week says, look, you repeal this law or we have to withhold funding because you're in violation of the law. You've got until Monday to respond. Mm-hmm. Governor McCrory filed suit yesterday, and in doing so, goes public, holds a news conference, and explains that the Justice Department just didn't give him enough time. Let's listen.
We asked on Friday the Department of Justice for additional time. In fact, we asked for an additional 2 weeks. But they refused unless I made a statement where I would publicly agree with their interpretation of federal law. And if I did, they would give me one additional week to respond. I could not agree to that because I do not agree with their interpretation of federal law.
Of course, you have to point out the law was passed in a day, but the governor wanted to. He didn't get it. So what is the legal argument that the governor makes? I mean, we hear overreach and common sense. Those aren't legal terms. What's the legal argument that the governor is making in his suit?
He's saying that the Department of Justice is using a brand new definition of what gender is. He's saying that the state is providing reasonable accommodations creating a scenario in which there will be reasonable accommodations for transgender people to use bathrooms, and that the Department of Justice is simply trying to redefine what a sex is.
All right. So yesterday, Attorney General Loretta Lynch replied to the governor's response. In response to the state of North Carolina filing lawsuits, saying that, in fact, the Department of Justice would file suit against the state of North Carolina, asking for immediate relief or an injunction. In other words, asking the courts to make the state of North Carolina or not allow the state of North Carolina to enforce HB 2. Interestingly enough, in her news conference, she placed the governor and state Republican leaders in a long line, in her frame, a long line of regressive politicians who have unsuccessfully stood against social progress. Let's listen.
This is not the first time that we have seen discriminatory responses to historic moments of progress for our nation. We saw it in the Jim Crow laws that followed the Emancipation Proclamation. We saw it in the fierce and widespread resistance to to Brown v. Board of Education, and we saw it in the proliferation of state bans on same-sex unions that were intended to stifle any hope that gay and lesbian Americans might one day be afforded the right to marry. And that right, of course, is now recognized as a guarantee embedded in our Constitution. And in the wake of that historic triumph, we have seen bill after bill in state after state taking aim at the LGBT community.
Now, again, in the letter from the DOJ to the state of North Carolina, the Department of Justice cited no fewer than 7 cases that were resolved in favor of the Justice Department against those who would discriminate that were close to, similar to, the case here in North Carolina. But I guess the key point here is whether or not transgender is part of the gender that is a protected class in Title VII and Title IX of the Civil Rights Act.
Right, and that's why I was saying earlier that these lawsuits really put, I mean, after what we saw yesterday, really puts the state of North Carolina at the center of this national battle over transgender rights. I mean, if you, this speech that Loretta Lynch gave yesterday, I mean, this is quite, it was kind of epic, and I mean, it really sounded like a legacy speech. I mean, at one point she was saying to transgender people, like, we see you, we know that you're there, and we are going to stand by you. So this, I think that this is a pretty big battle, and as the governor has said, I mean, this is bigger than North Carolina now.
Well, how quickly will the courts take action in these suits? And again, I think we've got different time scales that the courts are being asked to operate on, whether they're asked to adjudicate the entire law or simply allow an injunction that would stop enforcement. Give us a sense of the timetable for these lawsuits, if you can figure that out.
Well, I'm going to quote the governor's general counsel on this one, and he said that he wished that he had a crystal ball in which he could give an answer as to how quickly this could happen. However, there is some good news that we have here, and that is that these lawsuits are asking the courts to make motions, which would usually courts do that much more quickly than they do, for example, schedule a trial. Another thing to keep in mind right now, as this is in the courts, that the governor and the Republican leadership at the General Assembly filed these lawsuits in the Eastern District of North Carolina, which has more Republican appointees. So it tends to be a little bit more conservative. On the other hand, the Department of Justice filed this in the Central District for North Carolina, which tends to be leans a little bit more liberal. So that's the context that we're looking at in the courts right now.
And, of course, all of it can be appealed, whatever the decision is. So I guess we'd have to wait for that process to follow through as well. Now, tell me about this. The U.S. Department of Justice has threatened to take action to withhold federal funds. And we wonder, in light of the lawsuits, what is the protocol in order the order of operations? Can they stop funding and then wait for the lawsuit and then be sued in order to return the funds? How does that go? Can they unilaterally withhold funding pending the outcome of these lawsuits?
Well, Frank, it's a pretty big threat. However, it's not the first time that federal authorities have threatened states to do something like this. And at this point, it seems likely that the Department of Justice would want the courts to act first before initiating this kind of action. However, if that position stands, that the state is in violation of Title IX, that would trigger a process under which the state would lose billions of dollars in federal funding. And it's a wide range of areas that the state could lose. Higher education, K-12 education, research, adult literacy. So that would be a process. It's a long process, and that would come probably after the court's action.
Let's talk about the political fallout from this. It's a dynamic situation. Things are changing. Obviously, there's a lot at stake. The question of the law itself, the original ordinance in the city of Charlotte, how you felt about that, how you feel about HB2, and then in light of all of these other pressures, what do we know about, in terms of public opinion, how people feel about HB2?
Well, in the court of public opinion, nationally, polls show that more than half of people favor transgender rights or would oppose legislation such as this one. And here in the state, people seem to be split on it. The 10 million people that we have here in North Carolina seem to be split on it. And the polls, just the results just depend on how you ask the question. For example, Civitas Institute, which is a conservative think tank here in Raleigh, they've done their polling. And they found that more than half of people favor HB2. The way that they asked their question was, do you favor this? How do you feel about this law that allows transgender people to choose, that keeps transgender people from using the bathroom that they choose? On the other hand, we have there's this independent group out of Iowa did a poll here called Red State, Blue State. They're a new group. And they said, how do you feel about this anti-transgender law? But when you ask it that way, most people oppose HB2.
All right, Jorge, we will obviously stay tuned. Thank you so much for the update.
You're welcome.
Jorge Valencia is a Capitol reporter for WUNC. Just ahead, what you haven't heard about the story of the Wright brothers. You will hear it on The State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Stay with us.